The biggest and most lucrative export out of the Philippines is its people. 1 in 10 Filipinos now works abroad, fleeing low wages and a lack of jobs at home. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Manila, the number of nurses leaving the country has skyrocketed in the past few years, threatening the country's already fragile health care system.
Manila's Philippines General Hospital is one of the biggest and best in the country. The maternity ward is overcrowded, the equipment a bit dated, but the care is first rate, at least for now. Just a few years ago, Philippines General used to have no trouble attracting the best and brightest nurses. Now it's getting harder both to recruit and to keep those it already has. Many are now looking abroad to the U.S., Canada, and Britain, where nursing jobs are plentiful and salaries high. Rita Villanueva-Tamsa is Deputy Director of Nursing at PGH.
They don't want to leave, but because of family problem, like financial problem, they need to send brothers and sisters to school, or their husbands are really unemployed, and some of them are underemployed, so they need to earn money for the family.
PGH pays better than most here, about $250 a month on average, but it's not enough for many. In the U.S., Canada, and Britain, nurses can earn 20 times what they make here in the Philippines. And the ones who are leaving, Tamsa says, are often the best trained and the most experienced.
And a lot of these nurses are not really the general ward nurses. They are nurses from the intensive care unit. And many of them are from the operating room. So it really affects the quality of care that we give to our patients.
Dr. Jaime Tan is Executive Director of the Philippines National Institutes of Health. He says the Philippines is now exporting roughly 15,000 nurses a year, a kind of reverse outsourcing that is leaving his country woefully understaffed when it comes to healthcare workers.
The Philippines has been a traditionally exporting country of doctors and nurses since the mid-60s. But right now, at the rate that we are exporting our nurses, you know, where the production is not coping up with the export. So we're saying that it is no longer just a brain drain. It's really now a brain hemorrhage.
In rural areas, Tan says, the situation is even worse. Some hospitals, he says, no longer have any nurses at all. And many doctors have now enrolled in nursing schools here. They can make far more as nurses abroad than as doctors in the Philippines. Dr. Tan says this represents a healthcare crisis. Danilo Cruz, the Philippines Undersecretary for Employment in the Department of Labor, disagrees.
There might be shortage of qualified and experienced nurses. But to say that we have a shortage of nurses, no, because we have a big stock of nurses.
Cruz says the government is taking steps to ensure enough qualified nurses remain. But he's rather vague on just how this will happen. And critics argue the government would be more worried if the nurses didn't go abroad. That's because the government depends on remittances from overseas workers to prop up its anemic economy, a point Cabinet Secretary Ricardo Saludo concedes.
Overseas workers remitted through official channels about $8 billion last year. Unofficial channels probably brought in about as much or even more. This helps to generate foreign exchange, sustain the economy, and keep our balance of payments at a healthy level.
Saludo says the government doesn't encourage people to go abroad, but it certainly does all it can to make sure the door is wide open. This is the Manila office of the Philippines Overseas Employment Administration, where people come for the papers they need to work abroad. More than 2,500 Filipinos leave their country for jobs overseas every day. Many have no confidence in the country's political leadership, no confidence the politicians are serious about tackling corruption, and no confidence the economy will improve anytime soon. Liza Dorado Capistrano is among the professionals on their way out. She's 32 years old, she has two small children, and she happens to be a senior nurse at Philippines General Hospital. Liza is planning on leaving for the States in the spring, but she is doing so reluctantly.
I'm already satisfied with the kind of life I have here. We're not that rich, but we can survive. We're on the average level, and I'm happy for that. But I should not be thinking of myself only. I should be thinking of the future of our kids. So I don't have any other choice but to leave. Life here is not getting any better. It's getting worse because of the politicians.
The government's spin is that in the age of globalization, people will follow the good jobs wherever they may be. Again, Cabinet Secretary Ricardo Saludo.
It's something that is born out of opening of borders. It's the same phenomenon which sees call center business moving out from developed countries to lower cost countries like the Philippines. That is just, you know, how economics goes.
For now, Dr. Jaime Tan, Executive Director of the Philippines National Institutes of Health, continues to worry about what he calls an insatiable appetite for nurses abroad, coupled with government indifference to the growing health care crisis at home. New U.S. visa restrictions that took effect January 1st may slow the flow of nurses to the States, but Tan says there are plenty of other countries eager to take them. Tan warns that the short-term economic gain of monthly remittances will be overshadowed by the long-term pain of a failing health system. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.